I am such a huge softie when it comes to animals. I've had dogs in my family all my life, so I just love them to death. I think they're great, and I think this Oregon Humane Society in particular has worked so hard to put so many pets in homes, and the Blazers are doing so well this year, and to be able to bring a good group of guys together with a great Humane Society here and just get more of these animals out the door just seemed like something that would just be really great for the community in general.
How'd you come up with the idea for the event?
Adopt a Trailblazer. Well, you know, we knew that the fans would get really excited about the dogs if they had an association with the team, because right now the guys have worked so hard, they're going to the playoffs, and they're on such a roll that we just, you know, we also tried to get animals that were sort of like the personalities of the players, and we're hoping that they're going to go and be good luck charms, because when we get into the playoffs, we're hoping that all of these guys are adopted by then. That's the goal. And we hope that they're sitting on couches cheering for our Blazers just like the rest of us.
Speaking of personalities, Jared Bayless goes with a rabbit.
Yeah. It's true, actually. You know, Mike Barrett told the story, but we were sitting on the bus asking the guys if they'd want to be a dog, a cat, or a rabbit. Jared said he wanted to be a rabbit. He was the only one who wanted to be a rabbit. But, you know, rabbits are quick and feisty and can move in and out, and so I think it works well for Mr. Bayless.
Out of the broadcasters who are available for adoption, who's going to go first?
Me. No, actually, you know, I think Mike Rice will go first because that dog is really, really cute. If I could adopt one dog tonight, I think it would be Mike Rice, and that dog will forever be Ricey in my mind. Yeah, I think he might go first. Barrett's a cat, so I think he might go last. I got my heart set on the pups.
If you could tell Blazer fans one reason and one reason only why to adopt a pet from the Oregon Humane Society, what would it be?
Ooh, good question. Because these animals are great, and they've got hearts, and, you know, I when I think of animals, I think of them as family members, really, and so I think that it's a great way to add to your family, and it makes any home that much better. Anytime I go home to my dogs, I just have a huge smile on my face. I can't help it. And so if everybody in the community can have that too, I'd be very happy.